must be there. If a very little Alapar Bhakti is there, Ashraddha is there, but not associating with
devotees,
more higher than
myself,
then if Bhakti will
increase,
sprout even, and the seed will be dry. So it is essential. Then how to serve, how to treat, we have Vaishnavas of three kinds. And if there is no ruchi,
taste,
even you will have to follow. Oh, I have to go, chant 1 lakh. Hare name. If not, oh, I must do 50,000 of name, not less than. I will have to curtail my time for sleeping, taking bath, no bath, no how. But chanting of name should be very strongly done. We can curtail our sleeping. Also we can curtail from chattering and pattering to others. And thus, at last we should follow tannam rupa charitadi sukrittanam kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan bhaje tadam ragi janan bhami kalam nahi dakhilami. Always try to be in Vrindavan with body and mind. In the guidance of any
bona fide
transcendental Vaishnava, realized. Rasik and Tattvajna both, not only Tattvajna, Rasik also. And then chanting Hare Krishna name, best name. What name? Best name? Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Shyam Sundar Radharaman, like that. Shyam Sundar Madan Mohan, Vrindavana Chandra, like these names.
Radharaman,
Ras Bihari,
Sri
Gokulananda. How beautiful names.
Raseshwari
Binodini Bhanukula Chandra. So this name, Radhe Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai. Radhe Daite Madhav Daite Gokula Tarani Mandal. If you cannot be there, then make an environment like Vrindavan, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And be there and reminding, oh, this is Vrindavan, this is Radha Kund. And reminding the pastimes of Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is the essence of all the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should try to follow. But there is most important thing. Gurau Goshte Goshthaleishu Sujane Bhusurugane. The teaching of
Das Goswami.
Das Goswami has taught us that how we can enter in the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So, Raghunath Das Goswami is more nearer to us. More nearer. So we should try to follow him. Gurau Goshte Goshthalaisu. O man, giving all the material egos forever, try to have a spontaneous love in Guru, true Guru. But those who have no Guru at all, then what they should do? Attend strictly Gurudev. And try to have two Gurus, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. If you cannot ask, if I have so much honor for Gurudev, he is so high, and I am so low, then सर मैंने शिक्षा दी वेरी नियर टू हम ओपन अवर हार्ट बट इफ यू हैव नो बोथ देन बट एट वंस ट्राई अदरवाइज यू आर वेस्टिंग योर टाइम दैट chanting and remembering, hearing all the bhaktis, they will not affect so much. Very little, very little. And if you are chanting, but not with relation, any relation to Krishna, then they will be very, not so powerful, very weak. And if we are chanting them with relationship to Krishna and with sambandha jnana, this is sambandha jnana, and in the
guidance
of high classes of Vaishnavas and Guru or Shiksha Guru, being in Vrindavan or not bodily but mind, or by mind we can be there, then very soon we will realize all these things. So we should try to follow all these things. No? So I will again come in at 10. 10. So
program will be here or
here since morning.
You missed the class. I told that you should come. Tell something.
Gurudev, you wanted me to... You wanted me to speak on something that I was not in knowledge of.
Oh, you so have not read Evan in 40-50 yet?
But 20 years before I read.
And after that you never seen Bhagavatam?
Not that part.
What dialogue was different?
No, Bhagavad Gita is different.
No, one and... You were at that.
In the class. They were discussing, at first, Jad Bharat was being criticized by the king that he could not carry the palanquin properly. And then Jad Bharat,
he joked.
He joked to him that, oh, you are so weak. There is some problem that you cannot carry this palanquin. You are so weak and thin. And then after that, he chastised him and he said, actually, you are very strong. So why are you not carrying this palanquin properly? But he did not notice why he was not carrying it properly, because he was looking at the ground and seeing the ants and avoiding them.
What he answered?
So then he began to answer that actually I am neither lean and thin nor fat. And
how he began?
I don't know exactly how he began. In what order? I will read.
How he began? Bharat Maharaj,
what is thin and what is
there are just a subdivision.
Who's carrying the burden of body? The soul can carry the plankton of body, or only
andaj pe isko karte hain, andaj par karte
hain,
ye andaj par dhela maar rahe hain. Sundari Prabhu ji aaye hain.
Haan, boliye to aap.
He spoke to him, a while ago you were calling me lean and thin, then you're calling me fat, and so who is fat, who is lean and thin, who is king, and who is carrying the palanquin. We are soul, we are not this body, and that's my belief.
अरे भोज है तो ढोने के लिए ही तो है एक यदि कोई भोज है
लोड इस पर क्या
धन ढोने के लिए है और यदि कोई मार्ग है तो वो चलने के लिए ही है फिर कौन पतला कौन
महाराज इज सेइंग दैट ही सेड Just because Bharat Maharaj chastised him, first he joked that you are thin, you are so weak, and then he chastised that I am king and you are not understanding that I am king, I will kill you. You are such a robust and strong man and you are not caring properly. Then he said that if there is a load, it is to carry only, and if there is a path, it is to move on that path. Who is thin, who is strong?
Path is path.
What is path?
And what is that load?
Load. What is that load? And who is thin and who is lean? But yesterday...
And who is carrying...
The load.
And who...
If there is any load, it has to be carried.
King. Then for how many days?
Yes. If there is king, for how many days? The king
and who is praja?
Who is the praja? Then he said, who is the praja?
Subject.
Praja?
Then what he answered?
Then
again, what?
Yesterday you told that he did not talk about soul at that time. Only when he heard this thing and he was very much
impressed.
He said, "Oh, I am doing some offensive thing because the person who is scanning is not an ordinary person." Because at that time he was having high consciousness. He was going to see Kapil Dev and to gain some tattva gyan. So he just got down and then he. God obeisances to him, he said, "Oh, who are you? You are not an ordinary person. Reveal that who are you." According to Bhagavad, he asked that whether you are the same Kapil Dev to whom I am going to see, or you are Narad,
or Navayogendra.
Navayogendra, who are you? You should reveal yourself. And at that time, he said that, "You know Bharat Maharaj in your dynasty?" He said, "Yes, yes, yes, he is our ancestor, in his ancestral line." And then he told his whole story from the beginning and to the up to that point. And it was the first time he opened his mouth. And then he said,
"Why?
Why
he was a qualified listener?
Because he find a qualified listener." And yesterday you gave one more hint that Kali Devi also asked him that you should not live in that state, that the other should misunderstand you. So I think that was also the another reason.
Go on.
So he said, if we see that we are soul, then there is no question of its size. It is neither fat nor it is thin. It has got no any material weight.
This would be the weight.
And there is no load of soul. Soul is neither king nor praja. Praja means
subject.
Living subject. Soul is neither king
nor king. So, we should understand this thing. Then he told about Bhavatari.
No. What I told?
Who remembers? Load for body.
वो तो बोल दिया
आग और पानी का जल का
उदाहरण
पानी में डाल आग में डालने से पानी गर्म होता है बर्तन गर्म होता है
या ही सेड दैट व्हाई दिस सोल इज सफरिंग द क्वेश्चन वाज व्हाई दिस सोल इज सफरिंग व्हेन सोल इज अबव फ्रॉम मटेरियल थिंग्स व्हाई दिस सोल इज सफरिंग देन द अनदर एग्जांपल वाज गिवन लुक व्हेन फायर देयर इज अ पॉट ऑन अ फायर एंड देयर इज वाटर इन दैट पॉट एंड राइस इन दैट वाटर Fire is lit and the fire is burning. The heat is in fire. But because from that fire, that heat goes to pot. From pot, it goes to water. And from water, it goes to rice. And hence, rice receives the heat and it gets cooked. And it gets boiled and transformed. Similarly, soul within this body, while body suffers, that suffering transits to soul this way gradually.
No, he was telling me, but... Again, King asked, but you are telling that this suffering and sorrows only two body, not two soul. Why? If rice is cooked in hot water and water becomes hot in pot and pot
becomes hot because of fire.
Fire. Then why jiva are not suffering from all these things? Mm. He told that water, pot, and pot
and fire
all are without sense, not life. Mm. They are not chid.
Not conscious.
Not conscious.
Inert.
No? But so, jiva is conscious.
So he is suffering.
So if jiva is attached and thinking that I am pot, I am rice, I am this, then it will be cooked. But if jiva thinking that I am not attached to anyone, I am separate from them, I am the servant of Krishna, then any effect will not be done. And it will not be realized by talking similarly, but you will have to take bath in the lotus.
You will not realize this thing. So Maharaj, I understand you mean that cooking of rice is here given similarity to the suffering of the jeev.
Not to
not to becoming heat of the water and heat of the pot is not the suffering. Suffering is here symbolized with the cooking of the rice.
Yes.
And rice gets cooked means soul suffers if it is attached to the water and the pot.
And if not attached,
then it will be a stone like, not a rice. As the stone does not get cooked, so it will not be cooked.
Here water is subtle body and pot is gross body.
बहुत चतुर वहाँ पर कहा तो एकदम नहीं क्या जाने कहाँ चले गए पढ़ना चाहिए इसी तरह से समझना चाहिए क्या मीनिंग है व्हाट इज द डीप थॉट इन योर नॉट नियरली ए स्टोरी बट ऑर्डिनरी डे रीडर्स ऑफ भागवत थिंक ए स्टोरी नॉट गोइंग डीप इन योर लाइफ but not attached to anything, then you will be like Sukadeva Goswami, Bharat Maharaj, and always chanting. But our process is not this, our process is of Rupa Goswami. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If bhakti is there, then bharagya, this kind of bharagya easily will come. Or by practicing lakhs and lakhs, thousands, yes, it will.
So Maharaj, when he is saying to take bath under dust dust of lotus feet of devotees, it is a sort of, it is bhakti of Rupa Goswami like?
What is the meaning of taking bath?
Means taking bath?
To accept the teachings.
It means to fully understand their inner desire and to serve that.
To follow,
follow the path on which he is moving.
Realizing what he is teaching and following. This is.
And if some person only take practical bath, no effect.
If sadhu will not give, then they will quarrel and defeat him and take forcibly. It will not take.
So, our process is yukta vairagya.
Yukta vairagya. Only yukta vairagya is to listen Hari Katha always. Mm-hmm. Chant, remember. And this, by this, vairagya will automatically be. And transcendental knowledge will also come. Because they are the son of bhakti, jnan and vairagya. Understand? They are the son. That is why. If you are doing, automatically they will come. Nothing to do vairagya.
But that day you are telling that they don't live in Vrindavan. You told that they want to stay in Vrindavan.
They stay, they live, but not honored by devotees. But automatically they come.
Hare
Ram. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram.
Maharaj, another thing you told yesterday was that because Bharat Maharaj wanted to learn Brahma Vidya, that's why he was given a birth in a Brahmana house. Whereas he was already at the stage of bhava.
Krishna.
Yes.
But that is why he came in the Om from any Brahman, Brahmani.
But he was already at the stage of Bhav, Maharaj.
But he is Bhav, meaning Brahmagyan, and this, like,
in a devotee family, one way.
His Brahmagyan was not complete when he was at the stage of Bhav.
When it is completed, and in mercy of any pure devotee's touch, then he becomes Parabhakti. If anyone is giving $1 lakh, but he is rebuking you something, then what you will do? All that or not?
Yes, sure.
Bhakti is more precious than anything. Lakhs and lakhs of dollars is not equal to it. It is material parts of this thing. Then if anyone is rebuking, this would not be all. Nothing.
But we don't see all the time that bhakti is coming.
Huh?
We see the dollars, but the bhakti is different.
No. Bhakti is coming, sir.
Dollars are also coming.
Dollar is senseless. But bhakti has sense. Mercy. When she will see, she wants to come. Running the road. But when she says, oh, very much dirty. Waiting outside. Was not reading on par or not listening to the parents' teaching and have no taste for his brothers and all. Why?
He did not want to get involved in any because of the realization how he became attached to deer, and he became so much unfortunate.
But he has a realization
that to become involved in any worldly activities is very
involved or attachment.
First involvement and then attachment comes. On purpose, he did things wrong.
The thing is that if you have no taste, no ruchi, the worldly attachments are so powerful. Even a little attachment for that deer, if this attachment was so powerful that he dragged him. So attachment is our goal. Understand?
Yes.
Not vairagya. If the attachment with Krishna will come, automatically always. As the attachment of a child of deer, he dragged him. Still he was in this phase of ratna. But attachment
down.
But if the attachment for Krishna, realizing his beauty, his mercy, his madhuri, his four kinds of madhuri,
sweetness,
then very easily it will attach to Krishna, and then nothing will happen.
So the sadhak should be very careful. At least he comes in the stage of ruchi. He was more than ruchi. So he was in the mood of rati, bhav. But even he was dragged. But really he was not dragged. He has a play like a drama. But we can be dragged. We can do yukta vairag. We should try to be attached by devotee and devotion. Not associating with worldly things. Then gradually. But if you are doing opposite, then worldly attachment will come more and they will be powerful and they will drag from that. Always this should be very clear.
Is it generally possible? In most cases, if someone reaches this stage,
all
of rati,
cases, rare cases.
If someone reaches this stage of rati, in general, is it possible for someone to actually fall and become attached again?
Very rare.
Material?
But we should be careful up to that stage. It may be that gradual. He will not know, but gradual attachment. Gradually, 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 bigger, bigger, lost.
One time you mentioned that you didn't take association
with
Bharat Maharaj when he was in Himalaya and then deer came and because of that he fell.
That was also this. In a stage of bhav, also we have association of more than what I am. Then no. He was alone there.
Bil Mangal Thakur ji ka patan bhi bhav ki sthiti se hua tha
na? Bil Mangal Thakur ji ka patan bhi bhav ki sthiti se niche hua? Na, unka to istriyon ka prati vaisa ekdam attachment.
लेकिन पहले तो वो भाव की स्थिति पहुंच चुके थे ना?
नहीं नहीं,
उस जन्म में नहीं, उससे पिछले जन्म में?
ना ना भाई, कभी नहीं. ये कहां से तुमको मालूम? उनका तो लस्ट था एकदम पक्का स्त्रियों के, और बीइंग लॉन्ग ही वाज बैडली अटैच्ड विथ लस्ट टू प्रोस्टिट्यूट. ही वाज ए वर्णाश्रम धर्मी, strictly following before serving father, mother, chaste wife and children, but being in the bad association of that prostitute Chintamani, he was so much badly engaged. But she was some devotee. He is only used to sing Krishna to her. In South India, all the prostitutes, also this. I have seen a prostitute in our area. Her demand was so much, and he used to be pure and always singing Ramayana. So sweet voice that thousands of persons used to hear his Ramayana. Very devotees still used to come. Not dancing, not doing anything. Only sitting and from a mild voice used to be very sweet here. And he used to take double and travel from all others. Not so beautiful, but yet name was only prostitute. But his actions were not like that.